Let's talk about being prepared. These days, the future is still more uncertain than ever. That's why people who know what's coming are using today to prepare. You can't wait until the last moment. By then, it's too late. The most important thing you need is long-term storage emergency food. It stays fresh for up to 25 years and will be there when you need it. We strongly recommend My Patriot Supply, America's leader in self-reliance. They're the only source I use for emergency food planning. And right now, you can save $50 off a four-week supply of delicious meals that provide 2,000 plus calories a day. Calories give you the energy you need to survive. And saving $50 is impossible to pass up. But supplies are limited. Order by 3 p.m. and your order ships the same day. So go to preparewithx22.com and stock up now. That is preparewithx22.com. There's no time to lose. Do it now. Let's talk about investing. Now, spring is here and it's time for a dust off. The mower needs sorting, the garden looks wrecked, and the barbecue needs some work. You might enjoy doing these jobs, but if you don't or can't, you're going to need to pay someone, and that takes money. Let's face it, putting money aside for a comfortable retirement is the only way you're going to get out of doing the lawn yourself. That way you can visit the kids, hike the trail, or play golf like your friends are all doing. Noble Gold can help with that by investing in precious metals along with other investments. A gold or silver IRA is a great way of doing this. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k you do. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2454, and today's date is April 16th, 2021, and the title of the episode is Deep State System Exposed to All Flynn, Michigan, and Arizona Audit, Tactically Important. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, we know the deep state, the central bank, the corrupt politicians, the mainstream media, they do not want to let COVID go. Remember, there are a couple things happening right now. We know that the central banks, they are trying to use the pandemic as a cover story for their great reset. They want the economies around the world to implode from the pandemic. This would give them cover. Why? Because the economies didn't do well because of the pandemic, not because of the central bank policies where we put every country into debt. We make them suffer, we enslave the people, and countries can't function after a while. Plus, the central bank system, after 40, 50 years, implodes by itself. So they wanted the pandemic to cover all of this up. Remember, Trump, he countered this with a vaccine. They never wanted a vaccine. They never wanted a cure. They wanted everyone to suffer for another 2 to 3 years. And this is why everything is in chaos right now. Because they wanted governments to continually push the stimulus for the people. What would happen? Well, the countries, they would say, we need more money. The people need to receive the money. The people would be happy with that money. They won't go back to work. The kids won't go back to school. And as this currency entered circulation, what will we see? We would see inflation. The entire system would heat up. The economy, since nobody's working, would start to implode. And this would be the cover story of the central bank. And they could say, well, because of the pandemic, we need to bring everyone into the Great Reset. They don't have that now. Because now, here in the United States, especially the United States, we're seeing states open up like never before. Actually, they're getting rid of the mask mandates. They're getting rid of the capacity limits for businesses. And now everything is opening up. They can't stop it. Yes, they're trying to stop it with the variants and how vaccines, they won't really work and you need to keep masks on. But no one is buying this anymore. And businesses and people are going back to work. Businesses are opening. Children are going back to school. And they're having a very difficult time trying to control this. It's not going the way they really wanted. This is not what they wanted at all. Trump did this on purpose to put them into chaos. They're fighting amongst each other. They can't get their messages straight. Now, if everything is opening up, do governments still need stimulus? No. Because if everyone's going back to work and children are going back to school, they won't need the stimulus. But what's very interesting is that the latest stimulus bill that they passed, we've come to learn that there's a provision in there that if you decide to keep your child at home, you can receive money. And this is what Cambry tweeted out. I just learned of another dingbat provision of the $1.9 trillion COVID bill Biden signed into law. In addition to the tens of thousands of dollars a family can get for not working, there's also a provision that pays up to $136 a month per child for not sending their kids to school. No joke. Family with three children can receive a cash payment of $1,200 to $5,000 a year by keeping their kids out of school. Now, a lot of these people say, well, this is for homeschooling. This is for meals. Well, why don't they send the meals instead of the cash? And why do we have to keep kids out of school? The CDC has already come out and said that children can go back to school. There's no reason to keep the kids out of school at this point. Actually, if you go traveling around the United States, a lot of the states, even the lockdown states, people are out at restaurants. People are out at bars. Those states that are open that don't have mask mandates, people are all over the place doing business as normal. And we're starting to see things really shift. And this is something the private Western central banks do not like. They don't like not having the control over the people. And Trump, when he went ahead and introduced this countermeasure against them, it broke their control. And they don't like this. And at the same time, what do we see happening? We're seeing gold, silver, they're moving up a little bit. They'll move up a lot more. We're seeing Bitcoin moving up. And we can see in other countries, not yet here in America, but yes, there's a lot of people in America looking at this. But in other countries, we're starting to see some interesting things happen here, like out in Turkey, for example. Now, people in this country, they were very worried about their local currency. Their economy is chaotic. Their lira, well, it's turbulent. And people started to take their currency and they started to transition it into Bitcoin. Now, that's very interesting. Now, Turkey's central bank said that cryptocurrencies are excessively volatile and can be used for illegal activities. The bank also said crypto assets are neither subject to any regulation and supervision mechanisms nor a central regulatory authority. So they don't want people going from the lira into Bitcoin right now. And people are looking at this in Nigeria. Officials said recently they've seen people taking their local currency and transitioning it into Bitcoin. And they're afraid that this is going to erode their local currency. Well, yes, it will. If people move out of it, it will. But people are making the decision of what they want to do with their currency. Do they want to stay in the central bank currency? Or do they want a different type of currency? Yes, in the end, the people are going to make the final decision. Just like if you wanted to take your funds and put it into gold and silver. The only difference with Bitcoin is that you can use it to purchase. You can use it to receive payment. You can use it to purchase goods compared to gold and silver, where you have to transition it into paper currency. Gold and silver, I do believe, is an incredible store of wealth where you can keep this physical gold and silver. You can keep this to maintain your wealth. The same thing with cryptocurrency. But if you hold physical gold and silver, that's going to skyrocket like we've never seen before. And I think what's going to happen as cryptocurrency continually takes off and people start to realize what it is, gold is going to follow. And yes, the central banks, they're going to come after cryptocurrency. They're going to do whatever they possibly can to bring it down. They do not want this to succeed. So they will try everything in their power to push this down. But I do believe having both will protect your wealth. Because if you have physical gold and silver, they come after Bitcoin. You have physical gold and silver. And once everything breaks out, that will gain in value. Actually, it means the fiat currency will devalue, and that will protect your wealth. Just like Bitcoin right now is moving up very, very quickly. You can just take a portion of your fiat currency and you can put it into Bitcoin and have it grow very, very quickly. Actually, sometimes surpassing what you actually have in fiat. Now, does this mean that Bitcoin is not going to move up and down? Of course it is, because we have the central banks pushing this away from the people. The people are pushing back. So you're going to see this up and down movement. Now, does this mean it's going to go to zero? I don't think so. I think it will have drops, just like we saw it drop from 50,000 to 40,000. But every time you see it drop, and this is what I like to do, you pick up a couple of Bitcoins. I don't mean the full Bitcoin. You can pick up fractions of the Bitcoin. Remember, just like you can buy a tenth of silver, a quarter of silver, a tenth of gold, or a quarter of gold, you can do the same thing with Bitcoin. You can just pick up $10 worth if you want, or $20 worth if you want, or $50 worth if you want. So you are able to do that. It works the same way as fiat currency. If you have a $100 bill, can you break it down? Yes, you can break it down into a 50, a 20, a 20, and a 10. Can you break it down further? Yes, you can break it down into change. You have quarters, you have nickels, you have dimes, you have pennies. The same thing with Bitcoin. There's no difference. Yes, you have one coin, but you can break it down into fractions of it. You can say 50% or 10% or 5% or 1% of Bitcoin. The same thing with gold. And I do believe the people right now, they are looking at the situation. Remember, if you go back, you could see how the private Western Central Bank wanted the stimulus, because the stimulus, that was going to bury their system. Now, it wasn't the central bank that was going to be responsible for this. It was going to be the governments. It was going to be the pandemic. So this way they can offload the blame onto something else. Since they were countered now and businesses are opening up, they don't have that argument anymore. It's getting lost. And this is going to be very, very difficult for them. But we still have the stimulus that was put out there, which is driving Bitcoin higher and higher. Now, gold and silver, they do have the paper market to control that. Do I think this is going to break free sooner or later? Yes. Actually, if you look at the usdebtclock.org, they're using the same calculation back in the 30s, and they're saying gold is around $37,000, 1 ounce of gold. That's really where it should be. Yes, we've been brainwashed. Yes, we're living in the private Western Central Bank illusion. But what came along? Cryptocurrency came along. The central bankers, they didn't have control over it. And what Bitcoin is showing everyone, it's showing people the actual value of the dollar. That's what it's actually doing. It's showing people the devaluation of the dollar. You have to look at it at a different angle. It's not showing, oh, Bitcoin is going up. It's showing that the value of the dollar has decreased over time. And it's so bad right now that you need 62 or 63,000 of these Federal Reserve notes to pay for one Bitcoin. Same thing is going to happen with gold and silver. The difference is the private Western Central Bank, they knew how to control gold and silver from the very, very beginning. But that control is going to start to disappear as the economies around the world start to fall apart. Remember, they've been pushing all this stimulus out there. Now they're robbed of the cover story. Does this mean their system's just going to stay alive? No, it means we're going to see inflation because of all this stimulus. Are there still countries looking to borrow? Of course they are. Because out in Europe, a lot of things are not open yet. They're still talking about lockdowns. Look at Canada. They're talking about lockdowns. So what are they going to do? They need to borrow. So yes, they are trapped right now. And what does that mean? It means the people can see truly what is happening with the fiat currency around the world. And they can see the actual devaluation of the currency. That's what they're looking at right now. That's what's being exposed to everyone. And in the end, the people will make the decision. Let's talk about investing. Hey, it's spring again, and it's time for a clear out. Not just the house and garden stuff, but the finances as well. If you've been thinking about starting an IRA or a 401k, Noble Gold is giving away a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. So give your investments a spring cleaning too and go to noblegoldinvestments.com or call 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. These days, the future is still more uncertain than ever. That's why people who know what's coming are using today to prepare. You can't wait until the last moment. By then, it's too late. The most important thing you need is long-term storage emergency food. It stays fresh for up to 25 years and will be there when you need it. We strongly recommend My Patriot Supply, America's leader in self-reliance. They're the only source I use for emergency food planning. And right now, you can save $50 off a four-week supply of delicious meals that provide 2,000 plus calories a day. Calories give you the energy you need to survive. And saving $50 is impossible to pass up. But supplies are limited. Order by 3 p.m. and your order ships the same day. So go to preparewithx22.com and stock up now. That is preparewithx22.com. There's no time to lose. Do it now. Now, I do believe the Patriots have this entire situation that we've been watching completely under control. And I was thinking back to when General Flynn was mentioning George Washington, when he said, give me 30 days. All I need is 30 days. Please don't desert me. We're going to win. Now, remember, George Washington lost a lot of battles. He didn't win every single battle. He did win the revolution, though. And when he said, I need 30 days, was it 30 days? Or is it much, much longer? Well, as we know today, it was much, much longer. And I was thinking about back to when General Flynn said this. He was letting us know that this plan is not going to be over in 10 days, 15 days, 20 days, 30 days. This is a war. This is a war where we're fighting a swamp that is deep and wide. A swamp that controls institutions, corporations, sports, Hollywood, the corrupt politicians. They're in bed with foreign governments. We've been infiltrated from within. And Trump even said he was a wartime president. This is just like 1917. And I do believe to fight this war, you just can't bomb them and think that everything is going to be okay, because you would destroy a lot of things. What's happening right now is what needs to happen. The people must fight for their freedom once again. It's not just about, oh, let's just arrest a couple of people. Remember, most of America, they have no clue what the system is. They have no clue that the system is so wide, so deep, and then it encompasses much more than it can even imagine. Actually, if you just told them, it would blow their mind. The only way to actually convince people is to show them the truth. It's almost like in 2018, if I said, listen, by the way, you're not going to believe this, but that we're going to enter a pandemic. Yeah, it's going to be a virus that it's not really harmful, but the mainstream media is going to use statistics. They're going to make it seem like a lot of people are dying. They're going to erase the flu numbers, put it into the COVID numbers. They're going to make us wear masks all over the place. And in the beginning, they're going to shut down businesses. Nobody's going to go to school. Nobody's going to go to work. And this is going to be worldwide. Yes, this is what's going to happen. And people would look at you like, you're freaking crazy. No way can that possibly happen. How can this happen? How can it be coordinated like this? How could they actually do this? And then if you tell them, well, by the way, during this pandemic, they're also going to have riots. They're also going to burn down and loot businesses in cities. And the governors and the mayors and the police are going to allow them to do this. and they're going to pretend that it doesn't exist. They would say, and or if you were listening to this back in 2020, that's absolutely crazy. Are you out of your mind? And then what they're going to do is they're going to try to convince us that we need vaccine passports to get out of this, that everyone needs to show a passport. But the government isn't doing this. It's the corporations that are doing this. They're the ones who are demanding this. Plus, they might even introduce a chip that will monitor your system to make sure that no viruses enter your body and it will alert you. Now, back in 2018, you would say that's absolutely crazy. Now, let's take this a step further. Let's move this a little bit ahead to where we're not even at. What happens if I told you that in 2022, 2023, what they're going to do during this period, and I'm telling you this back in 2018, they're also going to try to bring in the Great Reset, where they're going to say the economy needs to be reset and we're going to get rid of all fossil fuels. We're going to go to solar panels, green energy. The military will not even use fossil fuels. And we're going to have to bring everyone into centralized locations. Centralized locations because you won't be able to travel because now everyone is using green energy. So we really won't have planes yet until we develop them. We won't have cars that will get that far. Because remember, most of the electric cars today, they're powered by coal. You would say this is absolutely crazy. Then let me bring this part in. Since we're moving into the Great Reset, a lot of people, instead of meat, where we would normally have chicken, we would have meat, we're all going to eat synthetic meat, chemically created. People would look at you like you're absolutely crazy. But look what's happening today. It's happening. And for people to say, I can't believe that there's a plan going on. That's impossible. Well, you know what's very interesting? All those conspiracies that we talked about years ago, if you notice, the conspiracies are no longer conspiracies. They're actual facts and news. Actually, the conspiracies that the mainstream media talked about, Russian collusion, climate change, COVID, how deadly it is, that Russia is paying bounties to kill American soldiers. If you notice, that's all conspiracy. It's all made up crap. If we ever talked about how the mainstream media colluded to create the idea of BLM, colluded to create the pandemic, well, that's not news. That's now, because of Project Veritas, that is actual propaganda. If I told you back in 2018, you're never going to believe this, but they're going to censor thousands upon thousands of people on Twitter just because they can. And they'll even censor the president of the United States. Yes, here in the United States, they're going to do this. You would think that's crazy. So why do you think it's so crazy that there's a plan going on right now that's going to destroy the deep state, that's going to bring the people together, that's not going to divide the people, but bring them together? Think about it. The optics are now gone with Trump. Trump is out of the picture, right? Biden is president. Did the riots stop? Or did they stop burning down buildings, looting? Did the mass shootings stop? Did any of this stop? No. They said it would, but it hasn't. Why? Because they have a plan. So if they have a plan and they have an agenda, you don't think the Patriots do? Think about what you're seeing right now. Why are you getting a front row seat to all of this? Yes, it looks terrible. Yes, it's upsetting. Yes, sometimes you can't even look at it. You can't stomach it. But why have you been given a front row seat to all of this? It's on purpose, part of the plan. Why? You need to see the system. Yes, you might hear about it, but to tell others and make other people to understand, you must experience it. You think we're finished with this? No. Just like if you go back to the Revolutionary War. Back then, if we said, listen, the British are going to come and they're going to pull their ships up, troops are going to come out, and we're going to have to go to war. Now, before this even happened, people would say, no, I don't think that's going to happen. Why would they do that? No, they'll listen to us. They're not going to come here and just start firing their weapons and burning down our houses and destroying our families. Well, yeah, if you told people that, no one would believe you. Yeah, I'll see it when it really happens. And then all of a sudden it happens. Well, now people understand. Now people are brought to the precipice. Now people understand. That's what's happening now. This is the revolution. And the only way to fight is to experience what they're trying to do. Did the British come for the Patriots' guns? Yes. Wait a minute. Are they coming for the guns? Yes. Are they trying to violate your rights, your free right to practice religion, your free right to speak freely against the government, your free right to travel? Are they trying to limit your rights? Well, didn't they do that in the revolution? Didn't the king try to do this? Well, if you think it's different, it's not. Remember, those people living in America at that time, most of them, they looked at the king as their ruler. Yes, there was a small portion that said, no, we don't want this. We want freedom. Well, that's what's happening right now. We have a tyrannical government, and the founding fathers told us about this. Yes, it might seem like it's up in the clouds, it doesn't really exist, but yes, we're experiencing a tyrannical government that's trying to remove the rights of the people, to remove your freedom. And at each phase, yes, they will use a cover story. Just like, let's say, during the Holocaust. Well, they didn't say, oh, listen, we're shaving your head because we're going to be bringing you into the gas chambers. They said, we're giving you a haircut. Yes, this will help you. So there's not lice, there's not this, there's not that. So people said, okay, I get it. They didn't realize what was really happening. The same thing now. They use cover stories. So what we're experiencing right now is the same thing that our founding fathers experienced. And this is why you're seeing it and experiencing it. Now, you might know all of this. You might say, okay, I've had enough. But think about the millions of others that have no clue. This is why their system is being exposed. This is why they're being brought to this precipice where they say, I had enough. And we're starting to see this in all different places. Actually, there's a video of a woman. I don't know if it's her husband or boyfriend. They went to the airport. They went through security without masks. They were trying to get as far as they possibly could without masks, testing the system. See, that's freedom. That's showing the establishment we're not abiding by your rules. And that's what this whole thing's about. This is what this exercise is about. And yes, in the background, remember this is irregular warfare. In the background, Trump is building his offensive. It's getting larger and stronger. Think about what he's done already. He created voter ID laws, not him himself, but by presenting the case with the legislatures, going to each state, they saw all these people testify and they said, we need to change this. He built the foundation. How do you build a building? Do you start from the top and you say, you know what? We'll get to the foundation later. Or do you build the foundation? You put those laws into place. And this way, it's very difficult to change them. Can the Attorney General just change it? No. Can the State Secretary of State just change it? Can the governor just change it? No. This is why the deep state, the D's, are so angry. This is why they called out the corporations. Now, this falls right into the Patriots' plan. Now you can see fascism government now is colluding with corporations to do their bidding. Biden called on these corporations to push back. Let's talk about your health. Did you know collagen comes from the ancient Greek word for glue? This is because it acts as the glue between our cells and our body's organs. The problem is that the body doesn't produce unlimited amounts of collagen. This is why I recommend healthwithx22.com. This multi-collagen is scientifically backed collection of the highest quality types of collagen our body needs for thick hair, more youthful skin, healthier nails, and pain-free joints. It's flavorless, odorless, and dissolves quickly. Get the multi-collagen for 51% off today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. That should disturb everyone. That should upset everyone. But it had to be done. And we're going to see a lot more. It's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Think about George Washington and his 30 days. That lasted a much longer time than 30 days. But in the end, who was the winner? Who won? The Patriots. The Patriots won. Now, Trump, he didn't want a civil war. He didn't want bloodshed. He didn't want the revolution that was fought back in 1776. He didn't want any of that. He needed to come up with a different plan where people saw what was happening, but there wasn't a civil war. There wasn't a war against the Antifa thugs and whoever else they were going to bring in and against the American people. So he created this entire plan, which is not going directly at the deep state, but is hitting them from all sides. And things are happening at different times, so they have no idea what is happening. All of a sudden, we have voter ID laws. Now we have audits that are going on. Remember, the mainstream media, the social media companies, they went all out censoring, telling everyone there's no such thing as election fraud. Just like they went all out telling everyone that this Lancet report was out there, and the Lancet report says hydroxychloroquine kills people. Then we come to find out, because scientists questioned it, that it was a fake report and they retracted it. That whole thing was fake. They also came out and said there was Russian collusion. We come to learn that was fake. They also came out and they told us that the intelligence agencies are telling us that Russia is paying individuals to kill American soldiers. And that turned out to be fake. So what are people noticing now about the mainstream media? They're noticing that they've been putting out fake information, because later on, that information is deemed to be false. I mean, Project Veritas just came out with their hit piece with this technical director, and it shows that they push propaganda. So when they do the audit in Arizona, Georgia, and Michigan, and many other states, and they find out there was election fraud, you think people are going to believe it? Yes, already 51% of the people already believe that Biden already cheated to get into the White House. What do you think is going to happen when the information starts to flow out? Now, yes, the mainstream media, the deep state, they're going to try to block this. Do you really think they want election fraud out there? Do you think the social media companies are not going to censor a lot more people? Look, Project Veritas was just taken down. They're censoring people every single day. What we're witnessing right now is a communication blackout. Because what do they want? They only want the mainstream media to report everything that's going on. This is why they don't like these other platforms. And this is why Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, this is why they're censoring like there's no tomorrow. Oh, this is going to get worse. Because remember, we're in a war right now. Yes, it's an information war. And the truth will always win. The truth will break through the propaganda. It has been. And now you can see it. We'll be talking a little bit more about that a little bit later in this report. But first, I wanted to touch upon what California is doing. And I remember Q always telling us to watch California, because there's a lot of things happening out in California. We have the Newsom recall. We have the six cases that he lost where he violated the constitutional rights of the people. We have people saying we can't take this anymore out there. And now the California Education Department is considering implementing a statewide math framework that promotes the concept that working to figure out a correct answer in math is an example of racism and white supremacy invading the classroom. I mean, let's think about this for a second. Figuring out the correct answer in math, when did numbers become racist? And just because you're troubleshooting and just because you're figuring something out and you get the right answer, that has nothing to do with racism. That doesn't have anything to do with white supremacy. That has to do with all races. What do you think science is about? What do you think math is all about? It has nothing to do with race. But who's funding this? Well, it's the same individuals that funded Common Core. Bill and Melinda Gates. Now, why do you think they're trying to do this? Because they're trying to dumb down America. They don't want people logically thinking. They don't want people to understand certain things. Actually, it reminds me of The Giver. If you haven't seen that movie or read the book, you should. Because every day the people had to receive an injection, which kind of wiped their mind, and they had no idea what words meant. They picked up a hippo, they called it an elephant. They were killing babies, they said they were putting them to sleep. They had no clue what was going on. That's the society they want the United States to be. Now, actually, not just the United States, but the world. That's what they're trying to do. Now, what's very interesting, since we're talking about California, well, there's a mayor there in California, in Sebastopol, in Sonoma County. I don't know if I pronounced that town correctly. Well, he was brought up on charges, 11 felony child sex crime charges. And this is Robert Emanuel Jacob. He was 44. So once again, these individuals that are put into positions of power were coming to find out that they have a sordid past. And now it's catching up with them. And I do believe that we're going to see a lot more of this as time goes on. Now, what's very interesting is we know that Hunter Biden, we know that he committed a lot of crimes, crimes against humanity. He's been laundering funds for his father. And they're trying to clean up his act. He's also a drug addict, probably still is. And they're trying to clean up his act to make it seem like, oh no, everything is great now and he's a lot better and he's doing well. And you know what he should do? He should put out a book or a memoir. And this way people can actually read this and understand Hunter. Now, remember, Biden, he won by 81 million votes. Well, we know he didn't. But this is what the mainstream media is trying to tell us. So if Hunter Biden wrote a memoir and he sold it in all the bookstores, you would think he would have at least sold, what, a million copies? I mean, I think Michelle Obama, when she put out her book, she sold like 1.4 million. I mean, Biden, he won by the most votes ever. So you would think that Hunter would receive about a million sales. But now, right now, Beautiful Things, that's what it's called, sold under 11,000 copies in the first week. It's a dud. Nobody's going to read it. No one's purchasing it. Now, that tells you everything you need to know right there. Just like when Biden goes on YouTube and the rest and puts out a speech, you only have a couple thousand people viewing it, and you have about 300 thumbs up and about 5,000 thumbs down. And this is why YouTube wanted to change their likes and dislikes. But that reminded me of Post 3383 with his memoir that is being put out there. I wonder how much he got paid for this. And this reminds me of that post, and it says, imagine what would happen if by law, every U.S. congressman, woman, U.S. senator, president was by U.S. law audited every 1 to 2 years by an independent agency. Imagine what would happen if those audits extended to all family members of such elected officials. And remember, this also gave the list of Maxine Waters, and yes, we read this yesterday, Nancy Pelosi and the rest showing that their net worth skyrocketed. And under this, it says disguised under book deals. And it's just very interesting that Hunter put out a memoir, which pretty much is a book, and he's getting paid for it. So we can see this is exactly what they do. Remember, we always have more than we know. And all we have to do is refer back to the encyclopedia of the drops. That's how I consider this, because I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew what was coming. They knew what the plan was, but they just can't come out and say, and by the way, here's our blueprint so everyone can see it. And this is what we're going to do. Because if you do that, the deep state knows. So what they did was they gave us this encyclopedia. So when things come up, you can refer back to it, look it up. Just like if you're in a class and a question comes up, you go to the encyclopedia. This is back in my day. And you can open it up. Today, you can go to the internet and do the same exact thing. But here, we had something separate and apart from Google, from Yahoo, from everything else. And we can refer to it to see what was going on. And yes, it also gave us information of what was coming up. And we can refer back to that. And I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they use this to let us know what is going on. Is it telling us the entire plan step by step of what is going on? No, it's to fill us in so we're not lost during all of this. Because if that wasn't there, most of the people would say, it's over and done with, we lost. But now you can see that there's different ways of doing things. You can see what the mainstream media, what the corrupt politicians actually do. Think about what Trump has said. Oh, during the election, he said, oh, Biden, he wants to pack the Supreme Court. He never mentioned it. The mainstream media said that's false. And then we come to find out they've already started to push that. Trump said, most likely, we're going to see a surge coming over the border. What did we see? What are we experiencing now? A surge. Look what else they're trying to do. They're trying to get rid of the Electoral College. Why? We all know why, but is this going to happen? Well, it's going to be very difficult because they're really going to need the votes of two-thirds of the U.S. House of Representatives, two-thirds of the Senate, and three-fourths of the states. I don't believe they're going to be able to get this done. Yes, are they going to try to push? Yes, they are. Now, what's very interesting is down at the border, remember when they talked about, Trump is keeping the children in detention centers. This is unbelievable. He's separating the children. Well, remember, there's human trafficking, child trafficking, and you have to prove that this is your child. You must have some type of paperwork. You have to be vetted. And I just want to flash back to what Kamala Harris said. This is back June 28, 2019. And she said, detaining these children at the border is a human rights abuse being committed by the United States government. Take a listen to what she said.
Happening with the detention of these children, the circumstances by which they arrived, is a human rights abuse being committed by the United States government. And so we are here to stand up and say that we are not going to allow this to happen, not on our watch. I will tell you, when elected, the first thing I'm going to do, one of the first things, is to shut down these private detention facilities. Just shut them down.
Now, if you listen to the end, she said she was going to get rid of these detentions as soon as she was elected. Well, she was elected. And did she do anything yet? No. Actually, Biden appointed her the head of the border crisis. Has she visited the border? No. So once again, politicians telling you what you want to hear. But then you look at their actions. They do something completely different. Now, we know that the elites, the establishment, the deep state, their entire mission is to censor those people that are awake, those people that are pushing a message. And we know that they're trying to get Tucker Carlson off the air. Eventually, will they do it? Most likely. They probably will. Just like they removed a lot of people on Twitter, a lot of people on YouTube, a lot of people on Facebook. And we have Chelsea Clinton out there. And remember, actions tell you everything you need to know. Remember, this is America. We have the First Amendment, freedom of speech. Yes, you're allowed to question the government. Yes, you are allowed to do that. That's the whole point of it. But Chelsea Clinton is calling on Facebook to ban Tucker Carlson's video after his takedown of Dr. Fauci goes viral. So she doesn't like what Tucker said, doesn't like that he was calling out Fauci. And this is why a lot of people were taken down for election fraud. If they mentioned election fraud on social media, or they mentioned anything about vaccines, or they mentioned anything about coronaviruses, coronavirus countering the official story, It's not just Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube taking them down. There are certain government entities that have the ability to contact big tech and instruct them to take people down. They keep that hidden, but it does exist. And you're going to see that, actually, that proof is already out there. If you look at Dr. Shiva, they admitted this during his court case. And I'll be putting that interview up on Saturday, so you'll be able to see that. But what else is Facebook censoring right now? Well, Facebook is censoring the Daily Mail. Now, this is the third largest newspaper in the UK. Remember, they also blocked the New York Post. Why? Because they blocked the story of the BLM co-founder's multi-million dollar LA property empire. They didn't want people to hear this. Remember, we know from Project Veritas that the mainstream media outlets, they're pushing an agenda. They're helping BLM. Let's talk about your health. The keto diet is one of the quickest ways to achieve a younger looking appearance and burn fat. The diet has been shown time and time again in studies to flatten stomachs, burn belly fat, and give unparalleled anti-aging benefits. The problem, however, is that following a strict keto diet is difficult, if not impossible, for the average person. Eating just one bite of the wrong type of food or supplement can reverse the effects of all the hard work you put in that day. That's why I highly recommend my favorite Keto Power. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get keto with X22 for 51% off now by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. So let's think about this for a second. The mainstream media, they put out fake stories like the Russia hoax, Russia collusion, Russian bounties. Have their accounts been taken down? No, they're not censored. But if you question anything the politicians are saying or question anything else that they don't like, you're taken down. So James O'Keefe went out, had this individual speak on camera. He told everyone what CNN was doing. He works for CNN. He didn't make it up. It's not a fake story. And Twitter suspended him. This way, he can't do that anymore. What did Facebook and IG do? They followed the same path with all the other stories. This is what this is all about. And people are seeing this because if you go back to 2013, 2014, and there were alternative media channels taken down, like I was on YouTube back then. They did take me down for the weekend, but they brought me back up. But when you told people back then, oh, wow, I was censored. I can't believe this. People say, no, you must have done something wrong. It was probably something you said that was against their terms of service. Like you probably said, you know, yeah, people should kill someone, or you must have committed some crime. But no, that wasn't so. Now, today, they're just censoring people just to censor people because they don't agree. Now, back then, people really didn't see it. Today, you see it as clear as day. It's not even a question anymore. You've just been brought into their system. Now you can see it. Before, it was hidden. You couldn't see their system. Now you can. And if you notice, there's a lot of mass shootings going on right now. It feels like there's one after another. Right now, we have 8 dead in a mass shooting in Indianapolis at the FedEx facility. We had a 13-year-old that was gunned down. Now, of course, the mainstream media, CBS News, what did they do? They edited the body cam video to mask the teen holding a gun before he was shot. So, yes, this individual had a weapon. He was drawing his weapon on the police. But why would the mainstream media edit that out? Why wouldn't they show the entire thing, showing that this individual had a weapon? Well, first of all, he's 13. Do you think the 13-year-old went to a gun show and he was then put into the FBI system and then he got a gun? No, because he was 13. He couldn't get a weapon. Do you think he went to a certified dealer and filled out the application? He was fingerprinted. It went into the FBI system. And he was given a gun. No. So where did a 13-year-old get a weapon? Ah, that's what they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know that, oh, by the way, the criminals get their weapons from the black market. What we're trying to do is we're trying to stop the law-abiding citizens from getting weapons. That's our main push here. But we're seeing mass shootings everywhere. We're seeing chaos. They're trying to build it up in two different ways. One, we know they're trying to push their gun control bills. Yes, Biden has executive orders sitting there, but he would like Congress to do it. But he's getting a lot of pressure from the deep state saying, use the executive orders. Just go ahead, do it all. Take the weapons from the people. Then we have the mainstream media and the deep state and the invisible enemy trying to push race wars. Remember, this is all part of their plan. They want chaos. But the question is, why are they doing this right at this moment? Remember, Biden, when he was campaigning, he was telling everyone that all this would go away. It was because of Trump. It wasn't because of Trump. This is their plan. And you're seeing it. But why would they start this up now? Why would they ramp this up now? Well, what's happening? Is there going to be an audit? Is there going to be an audit on April 22nd? Are they putting players into position? Is there physical security around where the audit is going to be? If the audit shows there was election fraud, are these people going to riot? Yes, there'll be a cover story of some other thing happening. Actually, there's multiple things happening right now, and they're probably just use that. But we're going to see a lot more of this. I do believe they're planning for all of this. Now, remember when Biden, he was out there telling everyone that the troops are going to be leaving. They're going to withdraw the troops by September 11th, which is 9/11. Remember, Trump already set this up. He said the troops need to come home by May 1st. Already made the deal with the Taliban. And since he made the deal with the Taliban, you know, not one U.S. soldier has died. But now the Taliban, they released an official statement. And you know what they said? If the U.S. troops do not leave by May 1st, they will start attacking U.S. troops. Do you think this is what the deep state wanted? Because what happens when the Taliban attacks a U.S. soldier? Do you think they're going to continue on the track of withdrawing the soldiers? No. No, they're going to say, we were just attacked. Now, we're going to keep soldiers there. Actually, we were attacked again. We need more soldiers. This is how they trick the people. Why is this being shown to the American people? Trump already had a plan. Trump said, we're going to remove the troops by May 1st. The Taliban agreed. Not one soldier has been killed because they made an agreement. Actually, the Taliban saying, we made an agreement. The UN was there. And now the US is reneging on that agreement. So basically, people are going to see this saying, well, look what you did here. Instead of removing them May 1st, which the agreement says, you decided to extend this all the way to September and you broke the deal. And now look what we have. You didn't end the war. You created a new one. Yes, people are going to see this. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that Biden, not really Biden, he's just a puppet. The deep state, they're trying to push Russia into doing something, just like they have done in the past. That's their enemy. Don't look at China, look at Russia. And what's very interesting is that Russia just added 8 Americans to the no entry list. It's Merrick Garland, very interesting, Chris Wray, DNI Avril Haines, DHS Secretary Ali Mayorkas, Bureau of Prisons Michael Carvajal, John Bolton, Susan Rice, and ex-CIA Director James Woolsey. I find that the cast here very, very interesting. Now, what's very interesting is with this pandemic, Canada has been locked down once again. And the frontline nurses in Canada, they are uniting in a protest against the lockdown measures. Now, if anyone's going to know the truth about the coronavirus cases, It's going to be the nurses. They know what's really going on, and I think they've had enough here, and they're saying no more. Now, out in Branson, Missouri, on April 16th, masks will no longer be required in Branson, Missouri. In Idaho, the Idaho House passed a bill banning government face mask mandates. So everything that they're trying to do, where they're trying to keep fear going, trying to scare the people, staying, keeping them locked down, it is not working. Every state is opening up. Now, Governor DeSantis in Florida, he did something very interesting, which I think every governor should do. This week, he passed a law that increases punishment for rioting, not protest. See, there's a difference. I know Chris Cuomo doesn't understand the difference between rioting and protest, but it does say it in the Constitution. Rioting and looting is nowhere in the Constitution. So DeSantis said, we're going to increase punishment for rioting and looting and destruction of monuments, while also making it harder for local jurisdictions to defund the police so they can do their job. But if you notice, this is not the plan of the deep state. This is why they hate this guy, DeSantis, because he's doing everything the opposite of what they want. Remember, they're trying to use the same exact playbook as the Nazis. The Antifa group that's going around, that's actually the brown shirts. Now, if you look at what's happening out in Minneapolis and many other areas where they're rioting, I remember a while back, Trump, he mentioned how these individuals use water bottles, soup cans, and they say, oh yeah, I'm just taking this soup can and I'm bringing it to my family. But they use them as weapons. CNN was doing an interview, and this individual actually had a soup can. Now, first, listen to what Trump says.
And then when they get caught, they say, no, this is soup for my family. They're so innocent. This is soup for my family. It's incredible. And you have people coming over with bags of soup, big bags of soup.
So Trump, he mentions the soup can, and the CNN reporter is interviewing someone. He said, I have the soup can. It's for my family. She said, you're not going to use this as a weapon. He goes, oh, no, it's for my family. It's the exact same thing that Trump said. Very, very interesting. Now, it seems that people are starting to wake up to the deep state system. Some people that might not have really seen it, but known about it a little bit. And Sean Davis, he tweeted this out, and people were commenting on this like crazy because everyone can now see the deep state system. He says, Marxist totalitarians have taken control of every major American institution, culture, business, academia, military, government, media, and are using race warfare rather than the class warfare employed by Soviet Russia and Communist China to divide and destroy the country. Basically, what he just said right there was the system. People now are seeing the system. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that the audits are coming up in Maricopa County. We're also going to see it in Georgia. We're going to see it in Michigan. And CoMonkey Z put this out. He says, Google has deplatformed the Maricopa County Audit Volunteer Observer application. The audit application was then switched to using WooFoo, who also deplatformed them. What is big tech trying to hide? Well, we know what they're trying to hide. But we see that all of a sudden, Perkins Coie, they brought in an attorney, Mark Elias. Now, this is Hillary's attorney. He's going to try to stop the audit in Maricopa County. He's already started to bad mouth it. Now, why would he be doing this? Why was he brought in? Because they know once this is brought out, people are going to start to question the elections. Now, Jovan Pulitzer, he put this out on Gab. What the mainstream media news does not report upon, to date since the November election, there have been 85 election fraud cases brought. Judges threw out a couple dozen on technicalities, about 35 to 40 still working their way through the system, but 22 have been decided. Of those 22, the courts have found, yes, there was election fraud in 68% of those cases. And there's still cases working their way through. Now, General Flynn, he said that the 2020 election fights in Michigan and Arizona are tactically important. He said they're very, very important and a very big deal. And they are, because this is going to set off a chain reaction, an avalanche. I do believe that this is just the beginning. And I do believe the military, they have already been put in place. Now, do I mean they're standing by with their helicopters and uniform? No. Trump set this up during the pandemic. If the government is incapacitated in any way, the military steps in and they're decompartmentalized, where each commander doesn't know what the other commander is doing. They're controlling their own area, keeping control, keeping the peace until a civilian government can be put back into place. And I do believe that he did this before he left. Before, it was just for like a nuclear strike and government was destroyed. The military would step in, take control, keep the peace. Then the pandemic hit. So he said, if there's a pandemic and people get sick, well, then we don't have a government. It's incapacitated. The military can step in. But he also added, for any other reason. So if election fraud comes out, people start to question this, and another state does it, and another state does it. And then all of a sudden, the elections are called into question. And yes, this is when we're going to see communication blackout across the U.S. This is when things are going to get a little strange. Remember, the deep state right now, they're not just going to sit back on their couch and say, oh, okay, election fraud. All right, Trump's the president now. They're going to fight back. They already have people out there rioting. Do you find it's a very strange coincidence that they're getting prepared to audit and we have rioters rioting? Most of the time, they're rioting for no reason whatsoever. They're just doing it because they're being told to do it. We're seeing a lot of these shootings happen and being reported on mainstream media to build this up. They're not just going to come out and say, oh, the rioters are there because we don't like the audit. We don't like the results. Remember, they always have some type of cover story to make sure that they're not to be blamed for any of this. Just like with the January 6th protests, where they had people in the inside create this whole thing. Even General Flynn said that was a false flag. So everything is building up right now. Everything is going to be coming to a head. And the people now can see the system. Trump is building the offensive, the foundation of the offensive. He has things in place. And I do believe in the next couple of weeks, we're going to see a couple of things happen. And as time goes on, we're going to see a communication blackout. We're going to see the deep state react. Yes, the Patriots will react. And remember, Trump is not going to ride in on a white horse or anything like that. He already set things into motion. He's already prepared for all this. He wanted the people to see all this. He wanted the people to experience all of this. He wanted the people to reach that precipice where they no longer believe the mainstream media. They no longer believe in what they are being told. Because think about what Biden has been doing. He's doing everything opposite of what he said he was going to do. And people are seeing this. And they can see that he's following a completely different agenda. And once this starts, nothing can stop it. The people will demand that the elections be looked at. The people will then demand either a new election or Trump is the president. The people will start to put pressure on the mainstream media. The people will start to say no more. Once this starts coming out, the people will be behind the Patriots. This is what I do believe Trump needed. This is what the Patriots wanted to happen. They wanted the people to support all of this. And the only way for the people to support this is to bring them to the edge. And that's where the people are now. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. It has just begun. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.